Woe to you, scribes and Pharisees, hypocrites! For you lock people out of the kingdom of heaven. For you do not go in yourselves, but when others are going in, you stop them. Woe to you, scribes and Pharisees, hypocrites! For you cross sea and land to make a single convert, and you make the new convert twice as much a child of hell as yourselves. Woe to you, blind guides, who say, whoever swears by the sanctuary is bound by nothing, but whoever swears by the gold of the sanctuary is bound by the oath. You blind fools, for which is greater, the gold or the sanctuary that has made the gold sacred? And you say, whoever swears by the altar is bound by nothing, but whoever swears by the gift that is on the altar is bound by the oath. How blind you are! For which is greater, the gift or the altar that makes the gift sacred? So whoever swears by the altar swears by it and by everything on it. And whoever swears by the sanctuary swears by it and the one who dwells in it. And whoever swears by heaven swears by the throne of God and by the one who is seated upon it. Woe to you, scribes and Pharisees, hypocrites! For you tithe mint, dill, and cumin, and have neglected the weightier matters of the law, justice and mercy and faith. The Gospel of the Lord. Well, these invectives are very dramatic. Apparently they were written by Matthew at a time when there was quite a tension between the Pharisees, between the Jewish people and the early Christians. Very dramatic reading. Perhaps it would be more suited in a drama on the stage, or perhaps in a big movie, delivered from some impressive scene by an impressive actor. It really is quite a damning of certain practices and activities. The contrast is quite strong between this gospel reading and the first reading of today. This letter to the Thessalonians. It's in praise of the Thessalonians' faith and good works. I'll read a little bit of it now. We always give thanks to God for all of you and mention you constantly in our prayers, constantly remembering before our God and Father your work of faith and labor of love and steadfastness of hope in our Lord Jesus Christ. For we know, brothers and sisters, beloved by God, that he has chosen you, because our message of the gospel came to you, not in word only, but also in the power and in the Holy Spirit and with full conviction, just as you know what kind of persons we prove to be among you for your sake. And you became imitators of us and of the Lord. For in spite of persecution, you received the word with joy, inspired by the Holy Spirit. And so you became an example to all the believers in Macedonia and Achaia. For the word of the Lord has sounded forth from you in every place. Your faith in God has become known. This is wonderful praise of the life of faith and good works, whereas the Gospel of Matthew is condemning a two-faced approach to religion and faith, one that says one thing and practices putting burdens on people. It's well to remember at this time to the 50th anniversary of the wonderful speech of Martin Luther 50 years ago, his speech that has become famous, "I Have a Dream." In spite of the burdens carried by his people over many, many decades and centuries, he had a dream of the way it could be. And perhaps that's what's happening in the reading to the Thessalonians, where people have taken the genuine message of God, lived by it, and have given an example to others. Whereas in Matthew's gospel for today, there's a condemnation of harsh laws that become a burden to others, or emphasize values that are not so important for the well-being of all people.